Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. We now have Mike DePasquale in studio with us. What's up, Mike? How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing very well. Ready to hear if you've got this week.
I don't think I had it last week, did I?
You had the prop bet.
Yeah, you got the prop bet.
I'm getting that Salvi Perez one, too.
He's running away with it now. So you're doing well in the prop bets. I went 2-1 against you last week. I had
K-State.
Yeah, I had K-State, and then you had KU covering.
Was I close? I don't even know.
Well, at halftime, KU was looking good. They were only down a touchdown. Then Baylor kind of...
Yeah, put it on them.
Pulled away in the second half.
Figured them out.
A little bit.
Solved that riddle.
Bit. Right. But your prop bet, Stephen gave us a good prop bet last week. It was Sammy Watkins versus all the Chiefs' number two wide receivers.
Because in the prior week, Sammy Watkins had out-received all three in Mecole Hardman, Byron Pringle, and Robinson.
This time around, Byron Pringle out-received Watkins all by himself. So you won that bet.
I'll take it.
Boom.
Winner.
So it's 7-1. I'm leading you. Wow. You're about to get another win on the Salvi thing whenever that comes home, but that's not official yet. So,
well, either way, the kids are winning, right?
There you go. Yeah, that's right. Because when I win, it's money for the KCK schools, the football programs there, and when you win, it goes to the Missouri side. So either way, the kids win. You're going to come back too. I can feel it.
I got it. Hey, before we talk about what I'm going to lose on this week. When I got in here, we were talking about, you mentioned kids sports, and I told you it's my son's first foray into kid pitch baseball, and it was a one hit 11-9 barn burner last night.
A lot of walks, a lot of stolen bases,
a lot of
probably.
Hit by pitch. Yeah, yeah. Not a lot of tears from the kids, but you know, we talk all the time about, you know, high school, college coaches broke, but the guys who coach youth sports. I was thinking about the guys who coach my son in baseball. All the time they put in and the thankless job it is. And you guys, everyone out there who coaches your kids in sports, thank you, because there's a lot of us. I coach my son in football, but I'm not coaching him in baseball or basketball. But thank you guys. It's a lot of work.
So this guy right here spends a lot of time. You spend a lot of time coaching your kids.
I love it.
It's awesome. Fun. It's a lot of work.
It's rewarding. It is a lot of work, but it's so rewarding. You know, you get to know these kids.
I also enjoy watching because Selena's playing volleyball, and there's no chance of me coaching any volleyball because I don't know what I'm doing. But it's a very entertaining sport to watch, and I'm
volleyball's great. Watch.
Right?
Oh yeah, it is.
I enjoy just being a spectator. But then, you know, basketball, I screw up the substitution patterns and you blame for losses.
What grade volleyball you coach?
Seventh. Well, I just watched seventh grade.
They're playing. Oh, because I said you almost would be running into the Meredith DePasquale meat grinder. She coaches St. Anne's. My daughter's Adriana. She's in sixth though.
Okay,
so we're missing each other. I don't know if we'd have any CYO games against each other.
Yeah, seventh grade, we play up in the Northland, the Catholic schools, and so.
Yeah, we're a Wyandotte and Johnson CYO. Yeah. So we'd require some. Maybe we can arrange a third party.
Let's
game.
Let's do it. Let's do something.
A border battle.
Sand tires.
Yeah.
A border showdown.
Yeah.
Do it at Arrowhead. Let's have some fun. What do we have here? What games do we have here?
Well, let's let Mike pick since you're a little bit behind. So. We could go with the local colleges, or I'll let you pick the Chiefs game this weekend if you'd rather pick that game.
Nah, I like the local colleges.
Okay, let's stick with that. So Missouri is a -2 favorite on the road at Boston College. Kansas is a road dog at Duke, -16. And Kansas State is a road dog as well, -6.
Missouri. I bet the farm. If I had a farm, I'd bet the farm on it.
So you're taking Missouri -2 at Boston College.
Without a doubt.
I like that pick. That's probably my favorite out of the three.
I mean, it seems to me like easy money. I was looking at who Boston College has played, and the answer is no one.
So I'm marking you down. You got Missouri -2.
Yeah, that's easy.
Nate, and I'll let you pick between Kansas on the road, -16, or K-State on the road at -6. Or they're getting six. Each team's getting six. Kansas getting 16.
I know which bet I feel the best about. I mean, in terms of like which bet I think I'm most confident
in. A couple of weeks ago, you said Kansas had a great chance of beating Duke.
Yeah, and then Duke went and beat Northwestern last week and put up 500 yards a game.
Go back to that. I know, overconfident, yeah. Nate. This is your chance here. You're getting points. You were talking about beating them outright. Now you're getting 16. Boy, that seems like an easy decision to me.
A lot of points.
It is a lot of points.
Look,
that could be three scores.
Nate,
I don't want to bet. I don't want to bet against my school.
Nate, take Kansas State plus six.
Yeah, there you go. I'll take Kansas State plus six.
But you weren't going to bet against your school,
right?
No,
I would not.
Now you have no confidence in your school.
Here's the thing. No,
I'm trying to get you to take Kansas.
There's no chance in hell I'm taking Kansas.
2 weeks ago, you said they're going to win at Duke.
No, I said they had a chance to win at Duke. I said if there is a chance for them to win a game, it's at Duke. And then Duke went off and rattled off two wins, and they're putting up 500 yards a game, and they beat Northwestern. Now, look, I will say it time and time again. I'm on Team Leipold. I like him. I like what he's doing. I like what he's about. I think it's headed in the right direction.
Right, Nate wants to win.
But I'm playing for the kids here.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Here's what I'm not taking K-State. I don't feel good about that game.
What?
I'm taking Duke minus the points, or whatever you call it.
You're taking Duke minus 16.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my
God.
Wow.
That was quite the turnaround.
That was,
Nate. I'm betting against my team.
Right here on Sports Radio.
I don't want to do it.
I mean, no,
doing it for the kids.
Clearly doing it for the kids. Yeah. That's what that sentence, saying that sentence out loud, reminded me what this is all about.
Doing it for the kids.
Hey, look, again, I hope I'm wrong. I hope KU goes
I'm
out
marking
there
you down. It's going down in ink.
Yeah.
Nate, I'm not a Kansas fan, and I'm offended right now.
Oh, you're not. That's trying to blind people.
No, this heel
Duke
turn from
16.
Just 2 weeks
this
ago.
Duke lost to Charlotte. So I said maybe Kansas can win that game at Duke.
He's just in there mumbling bets to himself. No one takes him off.
I'll take Kansas State plus six.
Okay.
That game makes me nervous. I think K-State, I like the fact that Gary Barnett says K-State can win outright, but just being at Oklahoma State, I don't know. I'm staying away from that one.
Yeah, screw Corey Anderson.
Wow.
There you go.
That's a strong statement there.
So you got Missouri, I got Duke.
Those are the prop bet?
Yeah, let's get our prop bet.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to give you a chance that not many people have. I'm going to let you take a walk in Jake Gutierrez's size what?
13.
Size 13 shoes.
You like that?
Okay, take these out for a spin. Look, you got some nice Nikes on. This guy, at the beginning of the baseball season, we're not going to say how much money, but I'll just say a tremendous amount of money, he put on the Royals. The over-under win total was 73.5. He took the over. And at the beginning of the season, he was already counting his money. He felt great about it. Then they went through several losing streaks, and he felt awful about it. And here we are with 10 games left. They sit at 69 wins. He needs 5 wins. He just needs them to go 5-5. And so I'm going to offer that 73.5 number, and you take the over or the under. Now, it'll take a week and a half to play out, but you get that chance that Jake took. Do you believe that the Royals will go at least 500 and top 73.5, or 4-6 doesn't get him home?
Without looking at the schedule and being a glass overflowing
if you
guy.
If you want the schedule,
I don't want it.
There's 4 games against Cleveland, 3
he
against
said
Minnesota,
he doesn't
and 3
want
against
it.
Detroit.
I don't care.
He doesn't care.
You're winning.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
How do you feel about that right now? What are they going to?
I still feel terrible.
Six and four. 6-4 will get it done, man.
It's easy. You're gonna skate into this.
Easy. You'll count your money before the weekend. That final weekend hits.
This is great for me because had I had the choice, I'd absolutely be taking the Royals to go 4-6.
So you feel very comfortable about that?
Oh yeah, they're going to go 4-5. I've told you this is exactly how this is going to play out for Jake. They're going to go 4-5, Mike. So he's going to need a win on the last day of the season. And the Royals are going to lose in heartbreaking fashion on the very last day.
Blown save in the ninth.
Extra innings. Extra innings. A guy on second base starting the inning out.
There's not going to be anybody in this country that cares more about that game than Jake.
I really do want them to have 73 wins going on that Sunday. Because he says he's going to go out to the ballpark.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And which the game's going to be taking place like in the third or fourth quarter of the Eagles-Chiefs game. He said he's going to go out there anyway, and root on the Royals to give him that that over. And so
5,000 strong, yeah. And Jake.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it actually, yeah. Whoa. My mortgage.
No, I meant 5,000 people in the crowd.
Oh, okay.
I
just, you know, yeah, that's a different like thing. That number, sorry,
referencing right there. So, again, tell us.
For this going in this weekend. Mike has MU minus -2 at Boston College.
Oh,
Nate,
come on, easy.
Nate took Duke minus -16 at home against KU, and then Mike took over 73.5 for the Royals.
He just needs 5 wins.
I'm invested now.
So what do you think about Nate though going against Kansas? Do you think that's going to pay off for him, or like what's your opinion?
I think he's end up with some egg on his face. Yeah. I think the Jayhawks can get the W.
A bunch of egg all over your face.
I hope.
I'll back down. You're backing down. You're backpedaling like Deion Sanders from 2 weeks ago.
I'll eat that delicious egg. I don't care. Hey, I hope they do.
Mm-hmm.
But history says that. The smart money is not usually to go on Kansas. Lance Leipold's going to get it turned around. It's just going to take some time.
Just not by Saturday.
Not by Saturday, I don't think.
Mike, tell people how they can get a hold of you if they need you.
Well, hey, real quick, my former babysitter, Jamie Bluma, just texted me. Bluma-palooza.
Are you going?
Weekend. I can't. I got to coach football.
But you made a wonderful donation.
Yeah, I did.
How late is your game?
That's too late to go.
Okay.
And going to the Chiefs game early in the morning. Anyway, DM Law USA, contact me if you need me. It. Thanks, guys.
What's the game of the week? You got a game of the week this week?
Oh, yeah. Top City, Shawnee Heights coming to KCK to play Schlegel.
Oh, boy.
Showdown, Top City versus KCK.
Yeah.
That's a showdown.
Man, I got an office in both cities, so, man, I'm kind of torn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Schlegel High.
All right.
The fastest man in the history of the world, Maurice Green.
That's Mike DePasquale. We'll be back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHP.
Thank you.